NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is back with us, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day, where we often begin by asking about the agenda-setting weekend political talk shows. Juan is a panelist for Fox. Juan, the likely subject for Sunday, you think?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, Alex. The lead subject is the transfer of sovereignty to Iraq and to this new interim government before elections are held as scheduled in January if they go forward. But gee whiz, Alex, the level of violence that we've seen over the last few days, more than 100 people killed just Thursday, even administration officials such as Dr. Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, saying openly they expect the violence to escalate in the days before and after the transfer of power on June 30th, make this whole thing seem unstable, to say the least.
And the new U.S. military commander in the area saying that the insurgents are much more powerful than he had expected. I thought that was quite a statement.
Yeah, and not only that, and the U.S. commanders are also saying that it's harder to train the Iraqis to defend their own country, that they've been asking them to do too much too soon, and so they're going to have to cut back on that, which leads to questions then of the U.S. military's role. How much will the U.S. military have to continue to do? Is it possible that we'll have to send reinforcements, send more troops there on the ground? This week I was talking with the Democratic leader in the Senate, Tom Daschle, and he said to me he had gone to Iraq on a weekend trip with a few other senators and came back just convinced that we don't have enough troops there to get the job done. And I think you see this in terms of the polls right now. There's a USA Today, CNN, Gallup poll that says there's been a real shift in terms of American attitudes toward the war. Most Americans now saying that sending U.S. troops to Iraq was a mistake. And if you think back, Alex, it was just a few weeks ago that most said it was not a mistake. In fact, at the time when the war began, it was 3-1 saying sending troops were not a mistake. But now it's overwhelming, 54% saying wrong thing to do.
Let me ask you about the vice presidential sweepstakes. There is John Kerry has got to make his choice fairly soon, I would think. And what is the talk there in Washington?
Well, the talk is that the selection process has narrowed it to two candidates, Alex, and one is Congressman Dick Gephardt, who, as you know, ran for the nomination and really did not do well. And the other is a candidate who ran for the nomination and did very well, came in really second, and that's Senator John Edwards of North Carolina. Edwards is the choice among Democrats. He's the choice among the public at large. Gephardt is not, but Gephardt has a good relationship with John Kerry. John Kerry feels comfortable with him. Gephardt is also very close to the unions. That will be absolutely key if Kerry is to have success in November.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, thanks again.
My pleasure, Alex.